Hello, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, all my friends down near the Florida-Georgia line. You know, I have to always give you guys a shout out. And all my people over there near Smith Station and all my folks in Phoenix City and Crawford and Seal, Alabama. And let's bring on back across the river. Now, I got to say hello to all my people near in Marion County and in Talbot and Taylor and Harris and Chattahoochee that's listening to this broadcast. This is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. And today is January the 13th. Lord, I'm trying to rush half of the year away. That's just that fast. But this is the second Sunday of the year, and I hope that 2019 has gotten off to a great start for you. I know many of us made New Year's resolutions at the beginning of the year, and if you made one of those and you've already kind of slid off track, don't worry about it. You know, just get back on. Nobody's perfect. And so, you know, we all go through things. We all have our challenges. You know, the goal is just to remain persistent. Remain persistent in what you say you're going to do and work hard at it. You know, we understand life is hard. You know, it's hard to put down that chocolate cake. And sometimes, you know, a soda is a convenient thing to pick up at some fast food place. But if you know you're on that all water diet and you're doing no carbs or no sweets, you know, just stick to it. Just stick to it. Just cut back a little bit. Even if you get that slice of cake, only eat half of it. You know, don't eat the whole thing. So hope you guys, again, are having a great start of the new year. We're going to continue today with Sunday Conversation. We got a great conversation for you today. I tell you, I am very excited about what we're going to talk about, because today we're going to talk to two dynamic women that have put together an amazing program where they're going to be honoring brothers all across the Chattahoochee Valley. These people have been nominated by various folks throughout the city to be considered for the various categories. And I tell you, this is going to be so much fun. But let me get them on in here so that we can have a quick conversation with them. And representing what they call the Bossy Posse. The Bossy Posse. Well, I tell you, what a name, what a name, what a name. You better be ready when you come with the Bossy Posse. Right. So we have with us today Miss Sharisa Brown. Sharisa is here with us today. And we also have with us one of my fellow FAMU Rattlers, you know, because we strike again. That's right, that FAMU, baby. I got Miss Taisha Bryant here with us. Yes. And, you know, people around the community who know these two, you know, these two women are very active. They love the community. They love giving back. They love acknowledging other individuals that are doing great things throughout our community, helping to make the valley better. And, you know, it's awesome that, you know, people pause to tell folks thank you and to give them that pat on the back, even though a lot of folks doing the work, they don't ask for that. But they do pause to do that, and there's nothing wrong with acknowledging some good people. So, Taisha and Sharisa.
It's okay, man.
Yeah, that's a tongue twister there. Sharisa. We're going to go ahead and jump on there. How y'all doing today?
We're doing good.
All right, awesome. So, the event that you guys are having, I love the title. It's called Kings Are Forever. Brothers of Excellence, honoring brothers of excellence. Kings Are Forever. Now, how did you guys, what made you come up with this event, Taisha? Where did this come from?
Well, the event, Sharisa and I, we were talking when we like first met. I was in the bookstore and we were talking about, you know, how a lot of our men in the community are not recognized for the things they're doing. We wanted to do something for the men. And we was like, well, we should do something like, you know, like they do on BET, like they do the Black Girls Rock. We need to do something for the men. So being that I was nominated for the Girl Boss Gala that took place in November.
I think it was October.
November, around that time frame. I was like, cool, so someone is doing something for the young women. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and tackle this for the men. And Sharisa was like, yes, girl, let's do it. So we put our minds together and came up with this dynamic name.
So, you know, in your opinion and in your mind, why do you felt it was important to acknowledge men and those in the community doing great work?
One of my reasons would be being that the women have, the men have been, I won't say moved, but a negative light has been shined upon them. Right. So they're not really being praised or in the forefront anymore. Everything is, you know, feminist this, woman that. And being I am a woman, of course, you know, we do great things. But
you know, and that's a good point, because even Black men, Right. We've been hit tremendously hard.
Exactly.
Especially if you look at the crime statistics and things of that nature, and many of our young children, young adults that are finding themselves on the wrong side of the law. Most of the times here locally, we're looking at African-American men on TV.
Right.
With mugshots of being arrested.
Exactly.
And we do have a void of acknowledging and appreciating strong black men in the community.
Right. True.
And so, well, I'm glad you guys decided to do this. Now, let's get some information out of the way in regards to the event. What is the date and time of the event, Sharisa?
The event will be March 17th. It is a Sunday evening, and it will be at 5 p.m. Black Carpet, and the show starts at 6, promptly at 6.
So what date is that again?
March 17th.
So that's March the 17th. 2019, right?
2019.
And it starts at what time?
At 5 p.m.
5 p.m. And where is this event taking place?
It's at the Ida Isle Community Center, mm-hmm. in Phoenix City.
Okay.
A lot of people know the area as Moon Lake, so it's over on that by the Central Stadium.
Right. Okay.
So, it's in that area.
So right behind where they have the White Water Classic, which
yes.
always stayed in Fort
exactly.
Valley State,
yes.
in the facility right. But then that is a beautiful lake over there.
Yes, it
you
is.
You know, it's a very, very, very nice lake. So well, that's good. Okay. So you guys are you getting a lot of nominations coming in?
Yes, we had over 60 men that were nominated.
Wow.
Right.
Came in. So wow. Nominations are actually closed now.
Right.
It was out there for a while, but the response back that for the first year is amazing to me.
Right.
I think that's pretty great.
So over 60 people were nominated for the awards. How many different categories do you guys have? Like, tell us some of the things that you'll be honoring people for.
Well, we have four main categories, which business, community, artist, entertainment. Then we have two special categories, which is the humanitarian
and
the hero award.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Wow. And so how are you going to go by selecting the awardees?
Well, we did request when the nominations were sent in that they'd be sent in via one letter, a paragraph in a letter form, mm-hmm. Which was emailed to us. And basically, the winner will be chosen by the sincerity of the letter. It's not chosen by us at all. We actually have a panel of two people that are unbiased that will read the letters and determine who the winners will be.
Okay. Are these two guys, two women, a man and a woman?
A man and a woman.
Okay. Right. All right. And I'm sure you probably want to keep the person determining the winners a secret. You know, if anything's unclear, let me know.
Right,
you know,
right.
I can clear it up for you.
Wow. So what are you guys, how are you imagining this event? Tell me what's going to happen on the day of the event.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Right, just mind-blowing. Something that's going to go down in history.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we stated we're doing the black carpet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the black carpet will start at 5 o'clock. And on that black carpet, individuals who are nominated or individuals who are just there to watch the event, they will have an opportunity to be interviewed on the black carpet.
Mm-hmm.
They will come in. We have the VIP area. We have a stage. We have live entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
We have real food. Yes,
real dinner.
Real.
Not appetizers.
No appetizers, but a real dinner.
Okay.
And it's gonna be so much fun. We have mashed potatoes with gravy, green beans, salad. Baked chicken.
Dinner rolls.
Yes, dinner rolls. We will have a dessert vendor.
Yes.
That sounds good.
So.
I'm a little hungry right now myself.
I'm hungry.
Right.
I'm thinking about it. Like.
You know, that sounds good. But okay. So people coming in, they expect to see a black carpet where they can do the interviews and share some information and talk about, you know, the event and just highlight the night through memories. And so what should they expect from a program perspective?
Oh my goodness, we have so many people lined up. We have Jigsaw, he's Kedar Anthony on Facebook. We have Jelani, who's going to be there. He's very known, well known in the community.
Right. We have a group of ladies who will be performing as a whole. We can't tell y'all what they're doing.
Okay.
So that's a secret.
Okay. We have a group of men
and we have
that
a group
came
of men
together.
That came together to do a special performance
yes.
as well. And
we have gospel singers.
Yeah, well, we got to keep God first. Right. So Jesus will be up in the building.
Hopefully, I think that'd be Takara, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Also.
Now, is this a Saturday?
It's a on Sunday night. Evening.
A Sunday evening. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, Sunday right. evening. Okay. Uh-huh. So, and the way the awards will be presented is phenomenal. It's a secret. It's a surprise.
Everything
for you guys.
Is
come
surprise.
Out there and see it. Just know.
So it's going to be a night of fun.
Yes,
it's
a night of fun.
And I know you, Taisha, so I know it's going to be definitely.
Well, she wouldn't have fam you, so, but we'll just take that out.
Don't be talking about fam. Hold on.
That means it's just excellent.
I mean, I don't know. Thank goodness for me for the part about spots because that fam you part.
Okay, where did you attend school?
She's with that Bethune.
Oh, she a wildcat.
Yeah. When I go to the classes in Florida.
I'm sorry. You know, my good friend is the interim president over there right now. He's a judge, Judge Grimes. He was one of my law school professors too.
Okay,
and so he's over there working hard. I know Bethune is going through some issues right now, but we gotta preserve our HBCUs.
Right.
Yes,
they're
most
very
definitely.
Important,
most
especially.
Definitely.
So I don't want anybody out there in radio land to say, oh, they beat HBCU beefing on radio.
No.
You know, that's how we show each other love.
Right.
Sisters and brothers. You know, you at home and you fight all the time at home, but get to school and let somebody mess
okay.
with your siblings.
Exactly.
It's a
problem. It's got to go down. It's
right.
got to go down.
Exactly.
So, okay, well, you know, all of this sounds so amazing. Of course, I am hosting the event.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be awesome, you know,
right.
and I certainly pledge now not to do anything to bring down the quality of it. We will have a little fun, so certainly
right.
expect that. But you know, when you guys called me about it, I was just so moved by the idea and the concept that I say, you know, I got to be a part of this because, you know, I'm one in the community that promotes supporting our strong black men that are working to help keep our community in line
right.
and in order. And this is certainly something that you guys are going to be doing. But you think you're probably going to get a lot of support from the men or the women? Where do you think you're going to get your most support?
I think it's going to be mixed.
Think so. I mean, we've had men, you know, come to us about the event and say, you know, thank you so much. It's about time, you know what I mean? So they all feel like this is something that they deserve, and we do too.
Right.
So did you guys notify the people that have been nominated? Because
yes.
I've seen
yes.
some people say, like, on social media,
yes,
you know.
Yes, they have been nominated. They've been nominated. They have been notified that they were nominated. They're also, we created a page for them.
Mm-hmm.
So all the important information is in there.
Okay.
So everyone has been notified at this moment.
So,
yeah, the men and women mix because every man, no man is going to really want to step out by himself looking all fresh.
Right,
so he's
right.
going to give him, whether his wife, his girlfriend, his sister, his mom, you know,
right.
the women are going, we're going to show up in great numbers as usual
okay.
to support our men.
Well, that's good. That is so awesome. And so I'm excited to be hosting. At least I can at least be in the building because don't make me for nothing. I'm not going to act sour about it.
Right.
I was just going to say, I still love everybody. You know, and God is still good.
Awesome.
You know,
all the time.
We're going to keep this moving. Now, one last question before we go to a quick break here. Kings are forever.
Yes.
To me, that speaks volume.
Volume.
That is so deep. What was the thought process behind that?
Being that, like I stated initially, a lot of our black men, they feel as though, you know, hey, they're either in jail, or I know a lot of men who, you know, they didn't have that support. So a lot of women have taken on this, I'm independent, I don't need a man type attitude. And instead of, no, like, kings, y'all are here. Y'all
right.
reign. Y'all,
mm-hmm.
y'all come back. We need y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for us to get them back, we got to show them we appreciate them. We have to.
And that you know, I really appreciate that because in this era of heightened feminism.
Right.
And, you know, and I just want to say that by saying this, too. It without a doubt, historically, women has suffered so much in our society, particularly black women.
Right.
You know, it's been a double whammy for you. You know, even with actions to assist with some of the disparities like affirmative action black women still find themselves on the back end of a lot of stuff. As a matter of fact, it's been statistically proven that white women was the greatest benefactor of affirmative action, even over black men, when these measures were really put in place to try to close some of the racial disparities that we have seen in our community. So we still have a fight.
Oh, yeah.
We still have a struggle on our hand. And any time that we can engulf in encouragement for our black men, that is something that is extremely awesome. So awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. I am here with the Bossy Posse. I'm here with Miss Taisha Bryan as well as Sharisa Brown. And we're talking about the Kings Are Forever Brothers of Excellence program that is coming up on March 17th, 2019 at 5 p.m. at Out of Our Community Center over in the beautiful Positively Phoenix City, if I can mark our good mayor, my good friend Eddie Lowe, as he would say, Positively Phoenix City. So, you know, this is going to be a great event. It's well planned out. These ladies have it well organized. It's going to be a first-class event. Everything's going to be nice. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you can purchase tickets to attend the event and where you can go get other information. And then we're going to talk about some things that's just happening out here in society. So this is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. Hope you join us when we come back. We'll be right back.
Alpha Onward and Upward Foundation Incorporated and Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated Delta Alpha Lambda Chapter are proud to host the 33rd annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Unity Award Breakfast, Monday, January 21st, 7:06 a.m. at the Columbus Convention and Trade Center. This year's empowering speaker is Dr. Sam Davis, pastor of Beulah Grove Baptist Church in Augusta, Georgia, where he pastors over 5,000 members. He is a graduate of Voorhees College, Morehouse School of Religion, and Columbia Theological Seminary. Tickets can be purchased at Hazel's Flowers and Gifts, International Funeral Home, and 2,000 Opportunities. Tickets may also be purchased online via Eventbrite. For more information, call 706-324-7071. That's 706-324-7071 or email at alphaunitybreakfast@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. Again, I am here with the Bossy Posse. I'm here with Taisha Bryan as well as Sharisa Brown. And we're talking about the Kings Are Forever Brothers of Excellence event that they are hosting March the 17th, 2019 at 5 p.m. at the Otto Hour Center, Community Center over in Positively Phoenix City. So this is going to be a great time. If you heard the first half, they've laid out what it's going to look like. They didn't tell you all the secrets. So, you know, there's still some things there that when you come to the event that day, you're going to be blown away with some of the talent and entertainment and just the vibe in the room of love and uplifting and inspiration that's going to happen around this particular event. So, Sharisa, if there's someone out there that's interested in attending, how can they contact someone or where can they go to get tickets?
Okay. Well, you all can definitely reach out to myself or Nikki Bryant. You can definitely go to Eventbrite. The event is listed as the name, which is Kings Are Forever Brothers of Excellence Appreciation and Award Show on Eventbrite. If you want to pay via Cash App because you want to miss those fees, that's fine as well. The Cash App name is Be Bossy, that's B-E-B-O-S-S-Y, and that will come to us as well. If you want to pay with cash, just simply reach out to either of us. We do accept cash payments for tickets as well. And you can visit our Facebook page, which is Bossy Posse, that's B-O-S-S-Y-P-O-S-S-E. So we can be reached any numerous ways. Tickets purchased via Eventbrite or Cash App.
Is there a telephone number?
Yes, 334-560-1477.
Okay, repeat that for me again.
334-560-1477. And we can also be reached via email at bossyposse18@gmail.com.
So that's B-O-S-S-Y-P-O-S-S-E-1-8 at gmail.com. Saga.com.
Correct.
All right. Well, Saga. And one last thing. How much are the tickets?
The tickets, the general tickets are
$30, and they come with that good, great food that we talked about.
$30, that's pretty good.
That's right. Great.
I was expecting you to say more than that with what you guys have lined out, a full meal and entertainment on a Sunday evening to have a great time.
Right. We want it to be affordable to everyone so that no one can have any excuse, you know, why they can't come. So we want you to know that it's going to be a great time. You're going to have, you know, a good networking opportunity and still be able to afford it.
Right. And we also have VIP seats, which are $40. Mm-hmm. That includes dinner, a bottle of wine, front row seating.
And a gift bag.
Okay. And if you want to be at a table with you and your family or you and a group of people, we have VIP tables that seats 8. And it also includes, the price is $280, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And it includes dinner, wine, gift bag, and front row seating as well.
Okay. All right. Well, good stuff. Well, that sounds good. You can come VIP or you can come just
the
regular like
are
ME,
limited.
Like me.
Oh, yes.
The tables are limited. Now, we got you a good, great seat, though, next to us, Teddy.
You sitting at the... At the round table.
Okay. At the round table.
I want to sit with the regular folk. You know, I'm just a regular person. You know?
Regular.
You know, we're just ordinary people, as John Legend said. You know? So this is gonna be a great event. If you can't tell already, guys, I mean the spirit that's in this room right now, and the energy that they brought in here with them. You know, it's at the end. You know, it's been a long day for me, so I'm kind of telling them tone it down a little bit because I'm not trying to turn back up like that. You know, but it's all good, and this is gonna be an exciting event. Kings are forever. Ever brothers of excellence. Now, Taisha and Sharisa, let's talk a little bit because, you know, the foundation behind this program, you stated, was that you wanted to acknowledge our black men for what they're doing in the community and those that are making a difference. And you said you felt like there's a void of us actually acknowledging people for what they're doing and how they're doing it. How do you think we got to this point? And other than this event that you're doing, what else can we do to uplift, you know, our black men in the community?
I honestly think that society got us to this point. That's my opinion. I think that over time we have been made equipped to believe a certain thing about the black male. And my mom, I will always say this, used to tell my brothers coming up, you already have two strikes against you. You're black and you're a man. Mm-hmm. And she was teaching my brothers this from the time that they were able to understand anything that she was saying. So... society taught her that. So if that's what we're teaching our children, imagine what anyone else is teaching their child about a black man. And so it's time that we, you know, we rise up. We give them a different name. We give them a different image, a different look. Not you have two strikes against you because you're black and you're a male, but you have two advantages because you're black and you're a male.
Awesome.
Wow. Okay.
I love the way you put that.
Well, and so other than this event, you know, what else can we be doing to really encourage all black males?
I would say definitely support and not bringing each other down. Some of our men need to get out and save our babies. When I say babies, I mean our young men. Mm-hmm. Being that so much of our crime are guys not even 21.
Right.
So yes. There are a lot of people who have businesses, and, you know, we're going to recognize them at the event. But while y'all have these businesses, reach out to these kids. Let them work. Let them sweep up their hair in the barbershop. Show them how to be a man. Uh-huh. Do things of that nature. You know, get them in. Show them how to work on a car so they can earn honest money versus, you know, going out trying to sell drugs or kick a door just to get a dollar.
Right.
Do you think that employment is a challenge in this area? No. I know, you know, according to Georgia statistics, unemployment is higher in West Georgia than any other part of the state.
But I don't know. I think it's easy to get a job in Columbus.
Well,
with me, a family.
Not enough to support a family.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, no.
Livable wages.
Yeah,
I mean, not just
not
club. I ain't talking about your club money.
No.
I'm talking about you don't know how to pay light bill, water bill.
Single with no kids. You know, no,
ain't never seen it with no kids. No. You know, and then you, school field trips and school clothes.
Okay,
and,
no, it's and not exactly.
And feeding all those miles.
They don't
you know.
Pay enough because right. they feel like the cost of living here. And I'll tell you, because I had a boss who used to tell me this, even as a single person. She said, Sharice, the cost of living in Georgia is too low for me to pay you what you really deserve for this position.
Wow.
Uh huh. Wow.
And I think that a lot of employers feel like that.
Wow.
Oh, you can go get a house for a 3-bedroom house, $700 rent. You don't need to make the money that you deserve. And wow. so how can a man support his family if society is not even willing to give him enough money to support that family? Because when you do, you got to throw in the kids and the clothes and the uh-huh. after school activities. Because
some
you don't
want to own a house. Everybody don't want to rent.
They right. want to buy that. And then you can't get a loan. Because
and you know, rent and you know, rent and rental insurance is a lot cheaper than mortgage and actual mortgage insurance, you know, and taxes.
Right.
That come along with that, too.
Exactly.
Wow.
And then in certain areas, it's crazy. You know, if you own a home in Georgia, it could be Georgia Power Land.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not even technically, it is hard out. They make it harder to obtain what you need. And I think that frustrates the male that's pre-programmed to take care of their family.
And so as two young black women here in our community, when you look and assess the male population here and men in this area mm-hmm. in general, Are you optimistic about the future and where we're headed, or do you think we still gotta handle some things before we start trending where we need to be?
We have a lot to handle, but I am very optimistic about the situation. Mm-hmm. I know it would eventually happen. I know it will take place. It has to take place. Uh-huh. A change has to come. The cycles have to be broken. And it starts within the home. I even take it back to housing. The housing system has it set up where the man is not supposed to be in the house if you're receiving assistance.
Right.
That man may not be making as much money, but mm-hmm. he's doing his best to provide for his family the honest way. So you take the man out the equation, you got a woman trying to raise a man,
mm-hmm.
and the little boy goes to the street up under a man who's not really a man because he's teaching them bad ways.
And you're right. In government policies, you know, whether it was intentional or not,
right.
we don't care about that. What we care about is the actual impact.
Exactly.
And if someone needs government assistance, there are things like if the man living there and things of that nature that can make it extremely difficult, you know, for them as a family. But you say you remain optimistic about where we headed. Sharice, you know, you want to touch on that?
Yes. I mean, we have to be optimistic about the future. If we're not optimistic, what can we teach our children to look forward to?
Uh-huh.
I personally think that an event like this, you know, saying kings are forever, will teach them that, you know, you will always be a king. You can always hold your head up high, and there's always going to be a better way.
Now, you know, one thing I noticed, and Taisha, I know you're from Phoenix City, right?
I'm from Pittsview, Alabama.
Uh-huh. Okay, from Pittsview. Russell but how long County. Have you lived in Phoenix City?
Since 10 years.
10 years. Yeah. Okay. So you were living there when Mayor Eddie Lowe first became mayor.
Yes.
Now, I've had some people from Phoenix City to tell me when he became mayor that they saw a greater emphasis placed on black men, even though unconsciously, you know, start electing black judges and
right.
more people were put on city council.
Right.
So, you know, political positions can have an impact on society as well, because folks have certain folks to look up to. Is that something you would say you noticed too when he became the mayor?
I did. When he became the mayor, it was like, okay, now let's get all our black brothers in.
Uh-huh.
Let's make all our seats black.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of the black kids was like, hey, our mayor is black, so that's something I can do. I don't necessarily have to be a basketball player.
Right.
I can actually do something great and be
right.
a black person.
Right.
So
right.
it does shine a bright light on, you know, the black men being in higher positions.
And it's nothing negative. It's not saying that no one else can serve in those capacities.
Right, right.
But I'm one that believes that the your elected officials should represent the population that they
yes.
serve.
Yes,
exactly. And our elected officials need to be out in our community interacting with our young people, with
and
all of our people.
That theory even goes back historically to law enforcement
mm-hmm.
when we used to have agencies like in Ferguson, Missouri. One of the Ferguson reports that was done after the shooting, I think, what's his name, Brown?
Yes.
That was shot in
right.
Ferguson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. One one of the reports done by the Department of Justice stated that part of the problem is that Ferguson was an overwhelmingly majority African American community, but the police force was overwhelmingly white, Caucasian.
Right.
And so you had that gap in understanding and being able to relate to the needs of the community.
Absolutely.
You know, do you think that contribute any in
yes,
this area?
It does. Yes. I feel it contributes a whole lot because it's just like me going into an area of a lot of Caucasian men, trying to basically, what's the word I'm looking for? Trying to help them in their area. Uh-huh. I'm, for one, I'm not a man,
right,
and I'm not Caucasian, so I don't know what you need as much as your counterpart,
right,
if that makes sense.
Right.
So I think it needs to be a lot of black men, black women on the forces that controls what patrols our neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Anything you want to add to that?
Oh, no, I think she covered it well. I really do. I think you covered it very well. I
mean, and my last question for you guys, the Bossy Posse. How did you come up with that name?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, we're on the phone. She has a brand called Be Bossy, and she does a lot of business consulting and things of that nature. And she's working with my husband with Touch by Tyvo and my daughter, That Girl.
Right.
So I'm the manager because I'm the wife and the mama. So she has to deal with me.
Right.
And she told me, you're bossy. I said, no, you're bossy. So we was like, okay, then, Bossy Posse. And we took it and ran with it, literally. That's literally what we did. So we made a business out of it. Like, we really start doing logos, websites. Graphic design.
I love that. It don't let nobody tell you that your name is inadequate. I mean, we have government agencies by the name of Freddie Mac and Sally Mae. You know, I first thought that there was somebody's relatives, you know. And these are actual government agencies that work on, you know, different things throughout the country, student loans and mortgages and stuff of that nature. I was curious how Bossy Posse got started. Well, that's interesting. Well, you know, I'm excited about
I'm excited.
The Kings
excited.
Are Forever
yes.
Brothers of Excellence program yes. that will be hosted March the 17th, 2019 at 5 p.m. at the Out of Hour Community Center in Phoenix City, Alabama. If you come out to this event, you will see highlighted some of the guys, men, in our community here in the Chattahoochee Valley that are out there working every day to make a difference in the life of someone, particularly our young males, and making a difference for them. And these men, they're not asking for, you know, accolades. They're not asking for attention. But these two black queens have said, we want to honor our kings.
Right.
And I just think that that's so amazing. And I'm looking forward to the event. I'm looking forward to hosting. We're going to have a great time. So if you can, come out and join us. March 17th, 2019, 5 p.m. at Out of Hour Community Center. And if you have any questions, you can always give us a call at
334-560-1477.
One more time for me.
334-560-1477.
All right. So thank you again for listening. Thank you two for being here today. And one last comment from
yes. me. Also, hosting with Mr. Teddy Reese is
Grande Beauty.
She's a poet and spoken word artist right here in the area.
Okay, so she's an artist and a spoken word. So she likes to talk, and I was raised in a Baptist church, and I
like
to talk.
Yes, we're going to have
fun.
There's about to be some talking going on up in
March 17th.
March the 17th. You do not want to miss it. This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. Again, I hope that your new year is off to a good start. And you don't want to miss us next Sunday. We're going to have another exciting show as we blaze into 2019. You know, walking in our divine purpose, walking in our path, being bolder, being braver, you know, being steadfast in what we got to do, seeking more and growing is what the theme of this year should be for many of us. You know, as we get beyond our fears and our anxiety when it comes to areas that we are not uncomfortable with, because guess what? The success that you seek is right outside of your comfort zone.
Sure
and if
is.
You're afraid to step out of it, you're not going to get to it. This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. I hope you're having a good day, and I'll see you next Sunday.
The views and expressions of Sunday Conversations are not the views of Davis Broadcasting Incorporated, advertisers, nor their staff. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversation? Come and join me, Teddy Reese. Send me an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.